do we have enough?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, let me take one. It's always a serious time, sobering time.
Patrick?
Yes.
Did anybody go down the nursery?
Yes, yes. First Corinthians 11. And Paul's rebuking the Corinthian church over in verse 17 about the disorder of the Lord's table. And he's rebuking them over it. And he's saying in verse 17, chapter 11, he said, "Now this, in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worse. First of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. There must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. And when you come together, therefore, in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say unto you? Shall I praise thee for this? Praise you for this? I praise you not." He's rebuking them because they were coming together and they were just taking the Lord's supper lightly, and they were eating food and carrying on, and he was telling this not right. What you're doing is not right. When we showed you how to take the Lord's supper, it's a serious, sober moment. That's what we have on "Do This in Remembrance of Me." You're supposed to examine yourself. You're supposed to look at your own life and say, "God, if there's sin in me, if there's something in me that you're displeased with, show me." We're supposed to confess our sins. We're supposed to daily confess them. But what happens is people go on, and there might be something you missed. You didn't ask God to forgive you. And what this time is you say, "Lord, if there's something that you're upset with me about, there's something going on that I need to get right, show me now and get the thing right." Get it right in your heart so you don't bring damnation upon yourself. And look what the Bible says. It says, "Now, for I have received the Lord, that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread," the Last Supper. "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death backwards till he come forwards." Looking back and looking forward. "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread," now check this out, "eat this bread, drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself." That's what we're getting ready to do, going to examine ourselves. "So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself." It's like taking it, you know, flippantly. It's like, who cares? You're taking it flippantly. You don't do that. "Not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order." All right. Just take a few minutes and examine. Just ask God to show you anything before we take the bread. My Father, thank you, God, tonight, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to hear the word of God and giving us, you said you give every man a measure of faith. And God, you put a measure of faith in us, and I pray you in our children. And Lord, we don't want condemnation to fall on us or on our families or our children. I pray, God, you please protect them. I pray, God, if there be anything in our lives tonight, even Faith Baptist Church, Lord. And every time we do this, Lord, I think about, I want to be a good pastor. I want to be a good preacher. I want to lead the church in the right direction. I want to lead my family in the right direction. God, I want the fear of God in me in a tender heart. My Father, I pray, God, you'd help us, Lord, tonight to examine ourselves, Lord, to be anything, Lord, show us. God, show us if there's something displeasing. And Lord, we all know things in our own lives, the secret closet places, God, that we would open up and get those things right. And God, clean it out tonight. My Father, we love you, and we thank you for mercy. Thank you for loving us. Now bless this bread in Jesus' name. Amen. And when he had gave thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup of the New Testament in my blood, this do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Lord God, thank you again for what you've done on Calvary. Thank you for that blood that was shed. My Father, help us to try to reach other people with your gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the grace of God. Help us this year, 2017, we're already into February. Help us to be faithful to you, Lord. Help us to love you. Help us always thank you for Calvary and always looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, Father, I pray, God, give us fruit. Give Faith Baptist Church fruit. Lord, you've given us fruit lately. And thank you for the men and the women that go out after people and try to win them to Jesus Christ, try to get them in church. Thank you for our young people trying to do the same. I pray, God, fill us with your spirit. May the Holy Ghost of God move in amongst us and in our lives through the preaching, through the singing, up and down the pews and in the Sunday school rooms, on the buses. God, bless those buses, Lord. May the Holy Ghost of God go on them buses and, God, keep them safe. And, my Father, in the gymnasium, Father, in the church, in the house, and missionaries come by. I pray for our youth rally. I pray for all the events coming up this year that, God, you would direct, Lord. You'd have your will and way. Oh, God, have your will and way. Use us, Lord God. Help our boys that's out, God, from this church, God, trying to serve you. Encourage them, strengthen them. God, please bring those that are backslid, get them back. Get them back in. God, our desire is to see them grow, see them love you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for saving us. Now bless the business meeting coming up. And Lord, help us, God, to be fervent in business, Lord, fervent. And God, thank you again for what you've done. Save that soul in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Bible says they sung a hymn. Let's sing a hymn. And then we'll have a business meeting. Let's sing something.